Diane Chislett is proud to serve as volunteer and president of the Navy League's Barry Branch, home to programs such as the Sea Cadets. I've been in touch with kids that have aged out of the programs, and it's amazing how they become the people that you as parents wanted them to be, she told Barry today. Chislett points out that Navy League Barry has evolved into a platform for children and teens that offers things they can't get in the education system, sports clubs and other groups. We focus on leadership, nautical skills, teams such as biathlon, band, first aid, communications by signals and VHF, range, and drill and ceremonial, just to name a few, she added. Programs combine learning with having fun in an environment where all are equally respected, Chislett says. This is an inclusive program where each cadet learns the value of accepting other cadets, and how each and every one of them contributes to team, no matter what, she noted. Chislett first became involved with the Navy League when her son started as a cadet at age 13. She became a volunteer officer after her both children grew up. Diane Chislett, middle president of the Navy League's Barry Branch, stands with Sea, Army, Air and Navy League cadets during a local event. Image supplied. I realized I could help make the difference that the program made for my children, and how this could affect hundreds more, she said. Chislett says the best part of volunteering with the Navy League is when she come across former cadets and talks with them. Mostly, I get a hug from them and it pulls on my heart to realize that I helped in some fraction of a way to help make them the person they have become, she said. For Ashley Wildfong, who's both a parent and the branch treasurer, volunteering with the Navy League is extremely special because it's all focused on the children. It's a group of people who truly care about the kids involved, she said. If it wasn't for the great volunteers dedicating their time, this wonderful program wouldn't be possible. Wildfong says volunteering is a great way to give back and show her gratitude for a completely free program that her children absolutely adore. My favorite memories volunteering for this program are seeing the smiles on the children's faces as they get to experience all the opportunities that come from sailing, and group bonding experiences, she added. Alexandra McNabb, who's also a parent and handles duties as branch secretary, says she loves having opportunity to see the direct impact of her work. We are a very hands-on branch that has the opportunity to participate in events and see the difference our fundraising and planning efforts make to the youth in our programs, she said. McNabb noted that, given the rising cost of living, the fact that the volunteer team is able to keep the program free of cost is definitely something that parents value. The most attractive part of our program for the youth would likely be the connections they make in our program with existing and new peers, she added. Chislett says the branch volunteers are an extremely dedicated group of people who have jobs and family, and some even travel up to 40 minutes just to get to Barry. When we start to feel overwhelmed, we say, for the cadets, like musketeers, she added. The Navy League Barry is seeking the city's approval to fund a new facility to replace the current one near the Spirit Catcher, which has been used for more than 20 years and has no insulation or plumbing. It's not a four-season building that we can operate year-round, said Chislett, adding the new facility would not be just for the Sea Cadets and the Navy League, but for all other cadets in Barry and for Sea Cadets from elsewhere in the province, too. The facility will be also used by Sea Cadets from outside Barry as we currently house the nautical training site for the central region of Ontario, she noted. For McNabb, a new facility is the logical next step to continue growing the program for local youth in the community for many years to come. The City of Barry is currently conducting the feasibility study for the project.